Friends, in case you were curious, yes, that was the 10 o'clock bell, so I'm going to make this sermon somewhat briefer than mine usually are. If you want the full version, you can grab copies on your way out or shoot me an email and I'll give you the fuller version, but this is going to be an abbreviated version of today's sermon. So friends, please pray with me. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts here gathered today be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So a few weeks ago, the headlight went out on my 2006 Toyota Prius, and I was sure that I could fix this Prius because I've driven this car 175,000 miles and counting, and I'd helped my father fix his Prius's headlight just a year before. And so I do all the things you need to do to try and fix a Prius. I even watch all the do-it-yourself videos on YouTube, and then I go to my car and I try to fix it, and I just can't. But I decide I'm going to be stubborn. I'm going to keep on going. So not only did I pop open the hood of the Prius to try and get to the headlamp, I took off the entire bumper. And even with the entire bumper of the Prius on the ground, there was a screw that was rusted in place on the headlamp that was so rusted in place, my screwdriver snapped in half. I didn't even know that was a possibility. Now friends, when my screwdriver had snapped in half, at that point I had spent 2 hours baking in the hot June sun. My body was exhausted, my car was in shambles, my head was several shades redder than it had been at first, so I was finally ready to quit. And so I brought my car to a mechanic who fixed the whole thing in less than 30 minutes for $35. Now friends, I think that we often treat our broken lives in the same way that I treated my Prius, don't we? We want to try and fix everything ourselves. We have this innate desire to try and do it all ourselves. That's why we love HGTV and DIY channels. That's why the top-selling books on Amazon are all self-help books. That's why if you go on Instagram, the top-followed feeds are all motivational in nature. We all want to fix everything ourselves. But every now and then, we encounter something in our lives that is so broken that we just can't do it on our own. When something in our lives is truly broken, only God can fix it. But here's the catch. Only we can let God inside to do that fixing. And that's the wisdom of step 6 of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is not an external action-oriented step. This is not step 4. You're not making a moral inventory. This is not step 5. You're not having a conversation with yourself, God, and another person. And this is not even step 7 when you're asking God to remove those defects of character. Step 6 is about becoming ready for God to remove those defects of character. It's like a race. And you get ready for the race, and you train for the race, and you show up on the day of the race, and you're at the start line, and you hear, ready, set, stand still. Don't move. Just wait. And that can be the hardest thing in the world for us. But the good news today is that as Christians, we have confidence that the work has already been done, the race has already been run by Jesus Christ. And that's the point that Paul was trying to make in his letter today. Through baptism, all of us have become united with Jesus Christ into his death, burial, and resurrection. Now today, we often miss this connection with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But in the first century, they baptized people by full immersion. They literally dunked them underwater. They stayed there for a second or two, and then they came back up. So you were covered, you were buried with the water. You couldn't breathe for a second or two. It was like death, and then you rose again, just like Christ rose from the grave. And Paul wants us to understand that through baptism, we become symbolically connected with Jesus Christ. And this means that when God looks at you, looks at me, looks at the children who are baptized today, God looks at them with the same loving gaze that beheld Jesus at his baptism and said, "You are my child, the beloved. In you I am well pleased." And so now I want to take a quick moment and talk to the parents of the children who were just baptized today. Daryl's not here, but you can get a copy of the sermon later on. And the rest of y'all, if you want to, you can just eavesdrop on this conversation. Now, parents, I know that today your children are perfect, they're wonderful. Maybe you don't think so, but they are. They're perfect and they're wonderful. And I hope that you remember this day, not simply because of the beauty of this sacrament, the warm welcome of this church, and because of the company of your family and friends, I hope you remember this day because of what God has promised. God has promised to love and look after your child in the same way that God loved and looked after God's only son, Jesus. And that means that in the future, when your children grow up, and they encounter struggles, they encounter difficulties, when they're no longer wonderful and perfect, when they make those mistakes that cost them and you something precious, I pray that you do not think they are hopeless. I pray that you have the courage to help them. I pray that you encourage them to help themselves. But I also pray that you teach them to trust that God is there, willing and able to help you, Madeline Jean, whenever you need that help. And it doesn't matter what you have done or what you can do for God, because God has already done everything that is needed for you through Jesus. So friends, I pray that you were listening to that conversation, because what is true for these children is true for us. God is willing and able to help us in the brokenness of our lives if we just open up our hearts to God. And so the application this week is simple. Just have an honest conversation with yourself. Are you willing and able to let God come into your lives and try to fix you? Or do you want to give it one more shot? Because if you want to give it one more shot, just go for it. You never know. Maybe you will be able to fix yourself. But when you encounter that true brokenness, I pray that you come to God, you open up your heart to the Lord, and you get ready for Him to go to work. And if you are ready, come back next week for step number 7. Amen.